Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Barbeque Nation 1Q FY23 post results analyst conference call hosted by Ambit Capital. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Vidisha Sheth from Ambit Capital. Thank you and over to you, ma'am.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the 1Q FY23 earnings call of Barbeque Nation Hospitality Limited. From the management, we have with us Mr. Kayum Danani, Managing Director, Mr. Rahul Agarwal, CEO and Whole-Time Director, and Mr. Anurag Mittal, Chief Financial Officer. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kayum Danani. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you. A very good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I take the pleasure in welcoming you to Quarter 1 FY23 conference call of Barbeque Nation. Since the onset of COVID a couple of years back, this quarter was a fully normalized quarter. We are happy to report yet another remarkable performance at our company, with our consolidated quarterly revenues crossing 300 crores for the first time in the history of Barbeque Nation. We reported highest ever revenue of 315 crores during this quarter, which is around 3x of previous year quarter one and 25.4% higher than the immediate preceding quarter. Despite a challenging inflationary environment, we managed our gross margins well and achieved gross margins of about 66.8% during the quarter. This was driven by targeted efficiency projects, better cost management, calibrated price increase, and change in business mix towards dine-in. We also reported healthy EBITDA margins of 23.3%. We have clearly defined pillars of our growth, namely Barbeque Nation India, delivery segment, Toscano, and Barbeque Nation International. We are extremely focused on growing each of these four verticals to build one of the largest food service companies owning its restaurant brands. In our core segments of Barbeque Nation India dine-in business, we added 9 new restaurants, taking the total India network to 176 numbers of restaurants. Our India business has grown well over last year and previous quarter, led by higher covers and higher realization per cover. We have a strong pipeline of under construction and under evaluation sites planned to cross 200 outlets of Barbeque Nation in India in this financial year. During this quarter, our dine-in to delivery mix has changed in favor of dine-in. We have witnessed a decline of around 6% in our delivery business as against the previous quarter. While our a la carte orders have continued to grow, our box orders have declined. Our delivery ratings have continued to improve with our focus on delivery business. We believe the business will stabilize at the current levels. Toscano business has grown by around 54% versus the previous quarter, led by both dine-in growth and 2 new outlets added during the quarter. Toscano now has 13 restaurants across 3 cities, and we plan to add around 5 more restaurants this year. Toscano delivered healthy store margins of 23% plus in this quarter. International business is the highest margin business in our portfolio, with store margins of over 25% plus. We have demonstrated sustained SSSG and profit growth over the last 3 years, and now are looking to add 2 to 3 restaurants this year. We are extremely focused in building and growing each of these 4 verticals and build one of the India's largest brands owning food services company. We have always built this business with focus on our guests and employees. I'm proud to share that this year we were ranked 7th in the Great Place to Work survey, and we're also ranked among the top 10 retail companies to work for in India. With this, now I hand over to Rahul to take you through the quarterly performance of the business. Thank you.
Thank you, Kayum, and good evening, everyone. We are happy to deliver the record quarterly sales and profits at Barbecue Nation. Our operating revenues in quarter 1 FY23 were 315 crores compared to 102 crores in a COVID-impacted quarter of quarter 1 FY22. On a sequential quarter basis, we grew 25.4% driven by growth in volume and average realization. We reported strong SSSG year-on-year of 182%. SSSG as compared to the previous quarter was 19.8%. Our dining segment has grown around 6x versus the previous year and 32% versus previous quarter. Our dine-in to delivery mix changed in favor of dine-in. The absolute delivery business has declined by around 6% on a sequential quarter basis. The Scano business has sequentially grown by around 54% during the quarter and delivered 23% plus store margins. Similarly, our international business has sequentially grown by around 24% and delivered 25% plus store margins. During the quarter, we reported gross margin of 66.8%. Despite inflationary pressures on input costs, our calibrated price hikes and improved operating efficiencies helped us to manage gross margins better. Our reported EBITDA was 73.4 crore in quarter 1 FY23, delivering a healthy margin of 23.3%. Our adjusted EBITDA without the impact of Ind AS and excluding non-cash ESOP-related expenditures were 46 crore, delivering 14.6% margin. Out of the total portfolio of 195 restaurants as on 30th of June, around 80% restaurants are matured, which is more than 2 years old. This matured portfolio delivered annualized sales of around 7 crores per outlet with store margins of 21.5%. Out of our new restaurant portfolio of 38 outlets, 24 restaurants were less than 6 months old and are growing well. This portfolio delivered store margins of 6.2%. Both the numbers are without Ind AS. As this portfolio matures, we believe this business will further improve. We sustained our momentum in network expansion and added 11 new restaurants during the quarter, taking the total network to 195 as of June 22. We have a robust under-construction pipeline and a strong pipeline of work-in-progress sites, and we're progressing well towards our target of 40 restaurants in FY23. Strengthening and accelerating our core dining business, growth in our delivery verticals, unlocking the growth potential of Toscano, and calibrated international expansion continues to be the key four vectors of our growth agenda. With this, we can now open the session for Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask a question, please press star followed by one on your touchtone phone now. We have a first question from the line of Harit Kapoor from Investec Capital Services. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. So my first question is on the margin side. So around that 14.5%, I think adjusting for other income around 14%. You know, given that Q1 is not a very peak quarter for you, you peak out in Q3, you have higher operating leverage during that time. Do you expect that full year margins could actually be a bit better than what you kind of achieved in quarter one? Is that the right way to look at it?
Yes, Harit, you're right. So quarter one is sequentially not the best quarter for us. It's quarter three followed by quarter four, quarter one, and then quarter two. So with the margins that we have in quarter one, we should definitely achieve more in quarter three. This only caveat there would be on growth side. We are almost at a run rate of around 10 to 12 sites every quarter now. So by quarter three, we would have approximately 50 sites which are less than 1 year old. And barring the drag from these on the overall margin, but our matured portfolio should definitely do better than what we did in quarter one this year.
That is good. And can you call out the ESOP impact for the quarter in terms of rupees million? What number is that?
Did you ask ESOP?
Yeah, the ESOP provision.
So the non-cash ESOP provisions was approximately 0.4% of top line. So approximately 1.5 crores for the quarter.
Okay, and that's a run rate which is expected to continue, right?
Yes.
Got it. The second question was on the demand side. So, you know, one would expect that there would have been a pent up kind of a you know benefit post the third wave, and you would have been the beneficiary of that. I just wanted to know, you know, as the quarter ended, did you see similar kind of, you know, or even into July, have you seen kind of similar strong trends in terms of occupancies, etc.?
No, so it's definitely improving. If you look at sequential quarter growth, obviously quarter four last year was impacted by Omicron wave in January. But if you look at the 25% growth that we did on a sequential basis, around 19% of this has come from just the volume increase between quarter four and quarter one this year. But despite this, while this is improving, we also have still an opportunity to increase our overall covers by 10%. So what I mean by this is the average cover that we used to do or average term that we used to do pre-COVID versus now, there is still a gap of 10%, which is an opportunity that we still see in our business going forward. The only thing is that quarter two is unfortunately a weakest quarter. This has, you know, things like Shravan, Shraad, even you know, Durga Puja, Navratri, it's all in this quarter. This is actually not good for non-veg consumption in India, and that impacts us definitely.
Right, right, of course, of course. So you're saying that from a table turn perspective, your average of 1.8, 1.9 is about 10% lower right now, and you have that gap yet to make up.
Yes, we still have 10% gap to make up versus pre-COVID.
Got it, got it. My last question, and I'll come back post that, was on the delivery side. So it is expected that you would have seen some kind of a fall in on the delivery side. I just wanted to get your sense, is this the kind of run rate that you're now kind of expecting for the rest of the year, or you know, are there some efforts in place to kind of, you know, increase assortment of the portfolio or you know, greater extension kitchens, etc., which can drive this number up a little bit as we go through the year?
Yeah, so on delivery front, as you mentioned, it's declined by 6% sequentially, but there are two sub-components to that. One is obviously our box product, which was a keeper during COVID years. And the second portion was our a la carte business, which is individual orders or a couple of items going in order, all this. Right. So the a la carte segment has actually grown versus last quarter also. In this quarter, but our box product business has come down a bit. Our box product obviously is a group eating product, but we've also seen that the increase that we saw in our dine-in business on a larger base was significantly higher than the drop that we saw on the box segment of delivery, right? So overall, the mix has slightly changed in favor of dine-in. My expectation is that this should stabilize at the current levels. What we did in quarter one. In July, we have done pretty much same level numbers as we did in quarter one. But there are a couple of interventions that we're making. We are actually working on a dedicated, delivery only online biryani brand. We've been working on this for quite some time now. And I think we're at a stage wherein this month we should pilot it in few locations. And depending on the success, we will take it up, pan India. So, as we always maintain that as Barbecue Nation, given that we own our kitchens, we own our brand, we have capability to add multiple stuff, and biryani being one of the largest category, we are experimenting something on that front. So I think while currently numbers look stabilized, but once something like that kicks in our business, this number on delivery can further go higher than this.
Great. That's it from me. Thank you. Wish you all the best.
Thank you, Harit.
Thank you. To ask a question, ladies and gentlemen, please press star followed by 1 on your touchtone phone now. We have next question from the line of Sameer Gupta with India Infoline. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Percy here, Percy Panthaki. My first question is this plan of opening up restaurants internationally. I think earlier when this was discussed, you had mentioned that you would prefer to go through the franchisee route here. You would not want to put any capex in international. So does that plan still remain? Can you give some idea as to what is the mode of expansion into international?
Yes, so we are exploring both, Percy. And you also said that while we will do franchising international markets, We'll also look at a couple of sites maximum from our own balance sheet. So as of now, we have a pipeline of around 3 sites. We don't know whether that will completely fructify, but we may add around 2 to 3 from our own balance sheet. At the same time, we are also exploring franchising in few of the geographies, but the lead time in some of these are really very high, right? And that's the plan on international. But one thing is, we will not go overboard in terms of opening up, say, 7-8 outlets right now. So this year, at max, we'll do 2 or 3 outlets from our own balance sheet.
And what would be the capex per store here?
So this would be around 4 crores or so. But the payback periods and all are pretty much similar. If you look at the international business, it's already delivering around 10 crores of average revenue and 30% plus store margins. So the payback period wise, it's around 2 years, which is similar to or slightly better than what we all see in India. So we know that we don't want to completely add more and more, given that the payback is slightly better as of now. But I think a couple of sites in that market is justifiable.
Okay, and these 2-3 sites you have shortlisted, they are all in Middle East or
somewhere? Right now it's Middle East only. So it's not not opening up a new market. It's only where we already have the teams, the product, the business is set.
Okay. Second question is, did I hear you right that you mentioned that basically the number of bills per restaurant are 10% below the optimum level, something like that you mentioned?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, the
number of people, right?
Yeah.
Per restaurant. Okay, so just wanted to understand because this has been a completely normal sort of quarter. And in fact, to some extent, there has been revenge spending on these categories. That is, people have sort of possibly gone out more than what they normally would. So why is it right that we are still 10% below the optimum level? And what would be required to bring it up to 10%? I mean, another 10%.
No, the last segment, which is still not back 100%, is corporates. Most of the IT corporates also are not fully back. So our weekday businesses, weekday lunch businesses are still slightly lower than what we used to do on a pre-COVID basis. So I think that's the big gap. Apart from that, on the weekend side or on the friends and family segment side, I think we are pretty much sorted there.
Understood. On margins, you are about 13.5-14% margins this quarter. Versus our sort of target of 15, there is obviously input cost inflation and you have taken some price hikes. So how fast do you think you can come back to that 15% level? Would Q2 be back to that since the price increases have gone through during the quarter and they have not affected the full quarter of Q1, but they will affect the full quarter of Q2? So would I be right in assuming that, or it would take more time?
So I think we should look at it for the full financial year basis. Quarter two may not be there because of a seasonally weak quarter. But based on quarter three, quarter four numbers that will come in, I think blended basis full year, we should be at 15% margin.
Okay. So for FY23, we still have hope of being 15% for the full year. Okay. And my last question is on this new brand of biryani that
the person you are speaking with has put your call on hold. Please.
Hello.
Yeah. Sorry. Can you repeat your question, please?
Yeah,
I can hear you.
This biryani brand, which you are sort of planning to launch for delivery only, can you give some thought process there? See, because Barbecue Nation itself is very well known for biryani. So why have a second brand here? If at all we want to do something with a different brand in delivery, we should be doing it in a type of cuisine where we are not already present.
So I tend to slightly disagree here. So look, Barbecue Nation brand is more of a dining brand with all you can eat, value offering, service driven, experience driven. If you look at our delivery business also, we largely do it under the UBQ brand, while we also have a Barbeque Nation listed. But UBQ brand actually stands for a la carte offering in Indian cuisine segment. While we serve biryani across both these platforms, these are not dedicated biryani platform. We all know that biryani is one of the largest categories in the country in delivery segment. We have been obviously preparing biryani and serving biryani for many years across all our platforms. So it is pretty much a natural extension in an adjacent category for us. When you want to compete in a market wherein there are dedicated players, I think that required a separate brand look and feel and focus. And that is why we are evaluating it under a new brand. This is very much under a pilot stage right now. And if things go well, hopefully we'll plan to launch in few markets in this month itself. And very early stage, so I think let's see how it goes, and then maybe we'll update on how this is performing.
Okay, sir. That's all from me. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you, Percy. Thanks.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question at this time may press star and one on your touchtone phone now. We have a next question from the line of Vijay Patra with an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. I thank you for your management as in the staff. I am a fond of Barbeque Nation since the last 10 years when it was opened first in Pune. What I suggest, because first thing you can open more outlets in particular metros and tier 1 and increase your revenue. Automatically you will get the profit and automatically everything will come because the staffs are excellent and it shows your HR policy is good and very good atmosphere and it is excellent. That is why as an individual I can say. But I feel to increase more profit or revenue, increase the outlets because very few outlets are there in cities. Is better you can rapidly expand. That would be ideal to increase the revenue, everything. I hope you will do that. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for the comment about our team. Thank you. And regarding increasing the number of outlets, we are geared to do that and planning to add up to 300 in the next couple of years, sir. Thank you for your comment.
I wish you all the best. It's excellent. I appreciate this one. I love it.
Thank you, sir. We have next question from the line of Vicky Punjabi with UTI Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Rahul. Thanks for taking my question. Back to that to the biryani outlet, biryani brand launch. I wanted to understand, if these get served from the same kitchen, how much of spare capacity do we really have in terms of scaling up? And it seems like there will be no incremental cost, at least for the launch of this brand. It will be largely from the same kitchen, and it gives us a better leverage in terms of enhancing throughputs.
Yes. When you say capacity, did you mean space in the kitchens or?
Yeah, exactly. It's about turnover that a kitchen can kind of support, right? So, how much of turnover can get supported by the current kitchens is what I'm trying to understand.
Yeah. So, since last 2 years, whatever new restaurants we are creating, we are having a dedicated space for our delivery operations inside the Barbeque Nation outlet. So it's pretty much in a very crude manner, shop-in-shop kind of model. And we are doing our UBQ operations today from the same setup, right? And when we designed it earlier, we also designed it with the flexibility that tomorrow we can add some dedicated machines and also put it and serve it. I think in some cases, obviously, we have to create some space. But by and large, we're also launching in those places where we have that. And we have not seen, we don't expect also that place to be congested. while doing the research for this particular brand, we also obviously upgraded the overall biryani experience, both in the outlet, also in UBQ, and also for this stuff, for this new you know, brand that we are contemplating. So we don't see that. And overall, I think with this new sort of setup and category, we expect that that the incremental revenues and profits should be should have pretty much the same dynamic as we had when we did our UBQ launch from our outlets.
Okay. Okay. And on this cloud kitchen where you're seeing, you know, some kind of permanence coming in, which is more like now 15 stores count is where we are kind of stabilizing at. You know, what a kind of success out in biryani segment, would that lead to incremental growth in that segment as well, or this is more looking, we're looking at this more from the leveraging of the current kitchen space only?
No, so I think let's look at the four vectors of our growth. And you know, apart from Barbecue India, Toscano International, biryani is one of the key segments of our growth. And we are very focused on this segment, right? We have done, I think, very well over the last 3 years. This year, some of the immediate COVID-related push that we got on our delivery, we have seen sequentially coming down, right? You know, that doesn't mean that we don't believe in this space or we don't believe in the growth opportunity of this space. This is something that we have been working on for last 6-8 months. This is something that our philosophy is that how can you make delivery as at least 20% of your overall business, and then what are the things that you can leverage to do that? We launched Extension Kitchen from the same perspective. When Extension Kitchen launched versus now, obviously the average daily sales from delivery segment has come down. And I've always maintained that Extension Kitchens will only start making sense once the average revenue per outlet goes up to a particular threshold. So that's why you'll notice in this quarter, we have not added any Extension Kitchens. The focus first is to increase average daily sales from the existing network, which is now close to 195. Once this goes up, and individually, this can sustain an extension kitchen also, then maybe adding more extension kitchen is not a problem, right? So immediate focus is that don't worry about extension kitchen. Try and increase the throughput of delivery per outlet. And once you do that, then you know, your delivery will anyway be taken care of also by adding more capacity from extension kitchen. So that is the broad thinking we have on this entire thing. This quarter, for example, I think the focus of the team would be to stabilize this new stuff that we are piloting in a few places. You know, this may take 3 to 6 months, and then once the basic number is achieved and the extension kitchen model is profitable at that at a double digit number at least, that is when you push the escalator on the extension kitchen side.
Oh, sure, thanks. Just one thing, I think I missed this. What's the guidance for CapEx and store addition?
So we have guided for around 35 to 40 outlets. As of today, we launched down net 10 outlets this quarter. A very strong pipeline of 15 under construction sites, which are already, the ground breaking is done. And there are 15 sites wherein we have finalized the commercials. They are in various stages of diligence. So today we have complete visibility of the 40 sites that we are planning to open this financial year. I think we still have around 8 months to go for the year. Depending on how the new pipeline gets built up over next couple of quarters, we may have to revise the number of sites maybe upwards in the next quarter. But as of now, on the 40 sites, our overall capex, including maintenance capex, some of the stuff that you might capex stuff that you might do for the biryani stuff, we may be at a capex of around 130 to 140 crores.
Okay, sure. Thank you. Thank you so much. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Thank you, Vicky.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Sameer Gupta from India Infoline. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Hello? Yeah. So just a question on the sales per store, which I think this quarter you have done about 6.6 crore. Sales per store. Time was that dine-in itself should get us 6 crore, and then 1 crore on top of that should be delivery. So we would be doing about 7 crore. So is that a sort of fair thought process to go with even today after seeing some amount of cannibalization between dine-in and sort of delivery? And in this analysis, let us keep this new biryani launch aside. Whatever comes from that will be over and above that. But given the demand situation right now for the full year FY23, what kind of sales per store do we feel confident delivering?
So I think 7 crore is a decent number to work with. If you look at our matured portfolio, we have done around 7 crores there by analyzing the performance of quarter 1. And our historical numbers in quarter 1 and quarter 2 put together is not strictly the representation of the full year. In the restaurant business, second half is always better. Given there are festive seasons, New Year, and other stuff that comes there. So just on the matured portfolio, I think based on the current numbers, we should cross 7 crores, which is what we are, what we are currently witnessing in both our dine-in and delivery segment put together, right, without the new initiative. Our new restaurant portfolio is right now actually very young, right? If you remember, the real increase in our pipeline or increase in our stores started coming from second half of last year. So out of the 38 sites, as I mentioned in my commentary also, around 24 sites are less than 6 months old. In those outlets also, the margins are just about break even. We normally take around 3 to 4 months to start, breaking even, right? So that's what's impacting the overall 16.6 and the margins where they are. So on the as these matures, I'm pretty confident that that our revenue and margin numbers should be 7 crore plus and at least 21-22% range at store level.
Understood. But given the fact that at any point of time in future, we will always have some stores which are new and in ramp-up mode, so if I include them in the average, what would be a correct number to go along with for FY23-24? About 6.5 crore would be a fair number to go along with that?
In the current quarter itself, we have done around 6.65, right? And like I'm saying, this is not the representation of full year. So I think my internal assessment would be to at least reach 7. And like I mentioned earlier, our covers on pre-COVID versus now, we still see an opportunity of 10%. So we have to go out in the market and capture that. Our delivery business is obviously not this is not the best quarter for delivery. We have done better than this in the past also. So that is something that we'll try and regain. And the third is, new initiatives that we're trying from our outlets, right? So mix of all, at least on top line basis, if we are 6.65 on average in the current quarter, my sense is it should definitely be around 7. That is what we should target.
Understood. So you don't think that there is any element of some revenge spending this quarter, in the sense that people going out more often and with more frequency than they would normally go out, just because they are getting a chance for the first time after 2 years? That phenomenon is not there in this quarter numbers, is it?
I don't think so. Look, because if you look at our last 5 quarters numbers, I think we have always, our recoveries on dining segment has always been very good, right? So I'm not seeing any exceptional performance on our dining business, this quarter. From my perspective, we are still the number that we are tracking is why are we still lower by 10% from pre-COVID numbers, and how do we get that volume back? So that is the number that at least we are trying internally.
Understood. Very clear. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you, Sumit. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, please press star followed by 1 on your touchtone phone now. We have next question from the line of Praful Siddharth with Shravas Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I'm audible?
Yes, Praful.
Yeah, so my question is, how are you planning to tackle competition from the likes of Absolute Barbecue? Because based on my understanding, customers look out for two things. One is low price, the second is the huge spread. So how are you planning to tackle this competition?
So the competition has always been there. We would be around in India around 125 plus outlets. We did one analysis earlier and we found that there are almost 120 another similar formats who have copied the concept. This is not a new phenomena. We have been seeing this for almost 10 years. I think we continue to focus on our guest experience and our varieties, and we are very happy with the performance that we have delivered over last so many years on a consistent basis, despite being at such a high base. My sense is that this competition will keep on coming and going, and also having seen so many businesses, I don't see any business where there is no competition, right? Nothing that really worries us in terms of competition.
Right.
This is usual and this always remains. Yeah.
Got it. So my next question is, so I just wanted to understand this biryani brand better, because biryani is something which is, it differs a lot from state to state. So how are you planning to bring this biryani brand out to the market? Would it be standardized or would it be customized from state to state? So how are you planning to go about this?
As I said, this is in a very pilot stage. So there is nothing more that we can add right now. This is still work in progress. This is something that we are launching in very select markets right now, and as we launch it, as the feedback, we'll keep updating to the market appropriately.
Got it. Last question: is it possible to give us a measure on the employee attrition rate, if that's really available with you?
So it is usual then. It's higher than the usual numbers that we used to do. I don't have exact number right now for you, but that's one area where we were seeing increased rate, and that's that the reason is multiple. In the hotel industry, during the COVID times, a lot of international hires, cruise lines, they were not hiring. So those avenues are opened up for a lot of people. Then a lot of other new, slowly and steadily more capacities are coming up. So as people are reopening, they are building up their teams. Some people obviously are leaving. So right now it's higher than what we used to do usually before COVID. But nothing alarming. So does it worry us? No. There is some higher spike, but definitely manageable. And that's the reason why we are also being able to hire more people and also open up more outlets that we're doing right now.
Got it. That's it from me. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pavel.
Thank you. To ask a question, ladies and gentlemen, please press star followed by one on your touchtone phone now. We have next question from the line of Vidisha Sheth with Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. So I just wanted to know what would be the quantum of investment on the incremental acquisition that we're making in Toscano and the international business?
So on Toscano business, we would invest approximately 7 crores, 7 to 8 crores. In international business, this is a local partner. In international business, the local business has to be partly owned by the local partner. There is some rule change wherein the foreign entities are now allowed to own 100% of the business, and we're trying to work with our local agencies to see whether we can own it fully. I think the outflow is going to be pretty low, more around book value or something, but that still needs to be crystallized.
Okay. And what would be the current margins that our delivery business is generating?
Sorry, which business?
The delivery business.
Vinisha, like I said earlier, the delivery business, P&L we don't make separately because it's all done from the same infrastructure, right? From the same outlets. Delivery business gross margin is slightly lower. The food costs, packaging costs, delivery commissions all put together, we add up between 65 to 70%. And the balance cost is all actually fixed. So for example, rental, employees, all of them are charged to the particular unit as such, right, and not appropriated differently. But you know, our math is that the margins are pretty much similar, which is around 20 to 22% on the delivery segment also. So that doesn't change because the large portion of the delivery costs are actually variable.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Virisha.
Thank you. We have next question from the lineup. Varun Pratap Singh with IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So I just wanted to check if we have taken any price hike during the during this quarter.
Yeah, so we have taken around 4 to 5% price hike in the current quarter, which was actually taken in the month of April and May, spread across the two months. Post that, we're not taking any price hike. So sorry, when you said this quarter, you meant quarter one, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. So we mentioned about that in the previous call also, that post that, we're not taking any price hike.
Okay, sure. And sir, if you can give some color on the store that we have closed during the quarter.
So we have closed one outlet in a tier two city, and then they also added one outlet in tier two city. That's why the number came. So that outlet was doing low average sales in the month and was bleeding. We had to mention in the past also with respect to these kind of outlet, and I think you know, historically we have not closed outlets, but you know, today the amount of bandwidth that it takes is just way too much. So that's why we decided to just move out of that market and enter into a new adjacent market.
Right, and sir, this would be Barbecue Nation restaurant only, no?
Yes, this is Barbecue Nation.
Right, and sir, roughly how old this store would be, sir? I mean, 1 year,
the one that
years
closed.
Yes.
No, the one that they've closed would be around 3 to 4 years old. So we opened up before COVID, and then there was, you know, obviously COVID impact, and then post that, now we realize that it is it's taking just way too much bandwidth.
Sure. Okay, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Varun.
Thank you. A reminder to participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your touchtone phone now. We have next question from the line of Shrey Lunkar with Motilal Oswal AMC. Please go ahead. Mr. Shrey Lunkar, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead and ask your question.
Yeah, hi Rahul. Am I audible?
You are, sir. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Shrey. Hi. So Rahul, just if you can just throw some light on the cash flow conversion for the quarter, that would be just helpful.
Yes, so during the quarter, we had cash profits of approximately 40 crores. Our Ind AS EBITDA was around 46 or so. Out of that 40 crores, we have done incremental capex of around 37 crores, and 3 crores is the net increase in our cash balance. Our net cash at the end of last quarter was around 63 crores. Out of that 63 crores, around 85 crores was cash in books and 22 crores was net debt that one time. Today that net cash has gone up from 63 crores to 66 odd crores, so incremental 3 crores. And on the capex side, 37 crore capex that we have done, we have spent around 3 crores on maintenance capex and around 34 crores on new sites. The new sites include around 11 new restaurants and one relocation that we have done of the existing outlet. Not relocation, renovation. So same site, just renovated the store. So this capex would be for around 12 outlets. So overall, that's the broad cash flow working.
Sure. And as we speak, how are the inflation trends on our COGS?
So we are seeing some, decline in some of these prices. Also, like I said, this is a seasonally weak quarter from the meat perspective, right? So some of these prices are slightly better for us. We also are working with contracted vendors. So some of these contracts that we have long-term partners, they have also anyway take this into account, right? but I'm not seeing seeing any significant risk to our gross margins that we have reported in the current quarter and should continue maybe at this level.
Sure. And just one question that Dubai subsidiary that we are planning to acquire 51%, for which you are saying the consideration is not yet frozen. But as we speak, is it consolidated line by line or is it treated as an associate?
No, it's consolidated line by line.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone phone now. Yes, there are no further questions from the participants. I'd now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you all. Thanks for joining the call. And if there are any further queries, we are always available. Thank you, Ambit team, for organizing this. Thank you.
Thank you very much, members of the management. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Ambit Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining with us, and you may now disconnect your lines.